Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to talk a little Clemson football with Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. We're joined by Grayson every Monday at this time. Grayson, hope you're fantastic. I know you're in the airport at the very moment, but I want to lead off with a little Brian Kelly conversation, and I want to ask a question regarding, Grayson, the two national championships that Dabo Sweeney already has in his tenure at Clemson, with the changing landscape of college football and seeing all these coaches fired left and right, are those two national championships, in your opinion, what's saving Dabo in his time at Clemson?
I think it's a mix of resume and patience on Clemson's end. I want to preface this that I've heard nothing that would indicate that Dabo Sweeney, the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, is going anywhere this offseason. I know that it's been a very frustrating and very, very frustrating 2025 start for fans. Definitely not what anybody expected. But you look around the country and school like Penn State, in the semifinal of the college football playoff last year, 3-3 start, he's out. But there's already really a reputation with James Franklin of these big games not really being able to rise to the occasion. You can make that same argument for Clemson. But I think they're in a unique spot right now where Sweeney and Clemson have been consistent for such a long time. This is sort of that fork in the road season. They've always been good, I would say. Now, is the expectation national championship every year? For sure. But you look at like a program like LSU, they're getting leaped by a school like Vanderbilt. And that's not a shot at Vanderbilt, but patience is running thin at LSU. And there's a larger booster base that's going to make a lot of noise. So I think for Clemson, you're in that spot where you can probably afford to be a little patient. You're bringing in a recruiting class that has a lot of confidence. And I think a lot of boosters at Clemson and the people signing those checks, they're going to look at this offseason and say, this is kind of that spot where we need to see some change and some results, whether that's within the staff or in the transfer portal and roster construction, before folks really start thinking about making a change at head coach.
I'm glad that Cole brought that up, Grayson, as we're talking to Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. Do you think Dabo would thrive with some actual pressure on him from above? I'm talking about from Graham Neff and from big-time boosters at Clemson. You know, anytime there's been any kind of heat and conversation around it, he kind of plays that quiet down back there, I'll turn this car around kind of trump card when the natives get restless. Do you think some real actual pressure would kind of relight that fire under Dabo that we just don't see nowadays? Not like it was 15 years ago.
I think there's definitely pressure. I mean, you have a season where, I think you guys remember this, Cole. You were at the open house in July. That's as relaxed that I've seen Dabo Sweeney in a long time. And I think that he really believed in his heart that he had a really good football team at his disposal. And certainly that has been proven to be the opposite. So I think there's certainly some pressure in Tiger Town. I don't think he's going, man, if things really don't turn around here by December, this could be it for me. But sure, next year there starts to be a little bit more of a warmer seat in terms of what he's thinking and what the staff is thinking, what leadership at Clemson is thinking. There's a lot of action in college football right now, and if you can afford the buyout, we've seen that people are going to make that move. So whether you believe that it's coming or not, I think right now he's looking towards that 26th season as one where, man, things have really got to start looking a little bit more positive around here.
Grayson, I think you're right. I agree with you. And for the most part, I believe most people are willing to give the guy a chance to get Clemson back to where they need to be. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Dabo Swinney's willing to look around and see some of these firings and think, man, I've really got to get this ship back on track and quickly, and maybe that does urge him to make a change in offensive coordinator or wherever it is, just to somehow spark a little hope back in this fan base? Because even though Christopher Vezina played well the last time we saw him, there's not a ton of hope going into next year. And you tweeted out today a decommit already today regarding Clemson. So I just wonder if all of these changes in college football kind of puts a little bit pressure on him, and just in terms of the timing of trying to get this thing back on track.
I think it's maybe a moment of reflection where you see all this movement across the country, and each situation is unique. You look at Billy Napier at Florida. That was sort of the writing that's been on the wall for months now, where James Franklin and Penn State probably weren't talking, man, are we going to have to buy this guy out in July? I think Florida was thinking that if things started to go off the rails, they were going to make that kind of decision. So each situation is certainly unique, but I think when it comes to Sweeney, we've seen him make those moves. Obviously, you see Garrett Riley was a move that he made, but let go of Brandon Schroeder after 1 year. Tom Allen certainly could have kept Wes Goodwin around. I mean, the defense wasn't to the standard, but it wasn't bottom of the nation to where it's borderline poor football. So there have been moments where he's made decisions, but now he's going to have to really reckon with the fact where you see like Garrett Riley, Allen, Matt Luke, those are kind of small decisions. Those are, okay, we're going to patch this hole up here and hope that another tire doesn't go out. Well, all the tires are blown out and you're on the side of the emergency lane with the hazard lights on, hoping somebody comes by for help. So Sweeney's got to make a lot of moves this offseason versus just maybe one or two. And so it's going to be interesting to see how he navigates that. And it'll start with roster construction and how they kind of manage the staff in the postseason, whether they make a bowl game or not.
Grayson, in your mind and in the mind of a lot of Clemson fans that you're hearing from, does the entire season now come down to beating South Carolina on the road?
That certainly does forgive a lot of sins. If you can beat your rival in Columbia, kind of put the extra hurt on the Gamecocks, who haven't really had a spectacular season themselves. But I guarantee you both fan bases are looking to that game at Williams-Brice. If they could just beat South Carolina or if they could just beat Clemson, you feel a lot better about where the season's at heading into the offseason. And that could be a game where, guys, you look at both schedules, I could see this as a game where both are 5-6 potentially, or barely holding on for a bowl and seeing if they can find a way to clinch that. So it's one of those things that if you beat your rival, things start to feel a little bit more peachy, but I don't think that'll necessarily cover up all that has happened for Clemson this season. There's still a lot that needs to be changed. I don't think a win over a bad South Carolina team necessarily flips that 100%.
Grayson, if that game were played today, how would you see it going?
Oof. Well, I do think South Carolina played relatively well on Saturday. They competed with an Alabama team that I think is going to be playing in the national championship in January. So you look at the home environment that they'll be able to bring. Certainly they'll bring it for that final game. They'll get up for it, as will Clemson. But it would certainly, in my mind, I would be inclined to pick South Carolina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I know at this very moment. And if it was played today, we don't know who's at quarterback. And there's a lot of uncertainty around this team. So I would have to go with South Carolina right now, and I may still feel the same in November.
So, Grayson, you said it there, quarterback. How exactly is Cade's ankle injury progressing and his recovery from that? Will he be, you know, 100%? Will he be 90% against Duke? Are they going to have to make some play calls that will sort of favor that ankle just to allow him to get out on the field?
I think it's one of those injuries where you saw it on Saturday and he was still limping pretty heavily. And this is just my personal opinion. I think they were throwing him out there to warm up to create a little bit more doubt in SMU's mind as to which quarterback they were going to have to prepare for that afternoon. But it looked like someone who wasn't entirely ready to get back to football. Now, the open date certainly helps. And we'll hear a lot from Sweeney on tomorrow about how he's progressed throughout the open date. And I think that Tuesday answer, now Sweeney's never really been one to give us injury news, but if I had to guess, I think he's got a strong chance to play at Duke, but now they have a little bit of comfort knowing that they can throw Bazina out there. It's not going to be a total disaster. And I think that's going to give that offensive staff a lot of confidence to maybe let this ankle injury ride out another week.
Grayson, with Bryant Wesco Jr. out for the season, and then the question marks at who's going to play quarterback, obviously we'll know more as the week goes on. But from the last game you saw, the last game we all saw against SMU, is there anything that gives you hope that Clemson can slow down Duke and a good quarterback that they're going to be bringing into Clemson on Saturday?
Yeah, you talk about a body of work and sort of the evidence that would point to Clemson being able to slow down a dynamic quarterback. Haven't really seen that against this defense this year. And Darian Mensah is on a different level when he's at his best. Former Tulane quarterback that's really put on a show for the Blue Devils. I think he's going to be one. I know he's got a pretty hefty contract with Duke, but I wouldn't be shocked if some bigger schools start to poke around in that area for a guy of his talents. So it'll be tricky. It's going to be another big test for Tom Allen to see if they can find a way to find some momentum, find some consistency. But as of today, you had a quarterback in Kevin Jennings who was, I think, throwing up the night before and put on quite the show against Clemson. I'd argue Duke's got a little bit more of a dynamic receiver room than SMU and a better quarterback. So evidence would point you to be a little worried on Saturday against the Blue Devils, and that's a school that might have a winning streak against Clemson when it's all said and done on Saturday. That could be two in a row dating back to 2023 in that opener that left a lot of fans shocked in Durham on Monday night.
So, Grayson, let's revisit kind of the first couple of questions we had having you on today, talking about Dabo and the pressure and his future, et cetera. How does all of that change if Clemson loses to Duke at home on Saturday? Does that change those things?
I really don't think it does. I think the season is what the season is, and I don't think 3-5 or 3-4 is going to change it. I think still it's not a good football team, and we've known this for some time. So I think a Duke loss is more of a confirmation of what we've observed throughout the 2025 season. If it was a blowout, I'd be inclined to say, yeah, there might be some conversations that I need to be had about the urgency of revamping this roster in the offseason. But I don't think it all of a sudden changes conversation about who's your head coach with Dabo Swinney at the helm. I still think that regardless of how this goes, he's going to be given the opportunity to fix it. But maybe there's a little bit more pressure from the fan base. If let's say it's 35-10 on Saturday against Duke, a lot of fans are going to understandably be frustrated with that kind of result. So it would be fascinating to see how that margin plays out. Does the offense play well again for another week? Is the defense giving up big plays on third down? What corrections did they make out of the open date? We saw that team come to play, and I know North Carolina hasn't been fantastic this year, but they were able to come out of the open date and play with a little more juice and energy. So we'll see if that can translate again against Duke and Florida State.
Grayson, I think respectfully, I disagree with you there. I just don't know how, like, yeah, I get it. The season is what it is. And I'm not saying, like, losing to Duke should all of a sudden warrant Dabo Swinney's firing. But, like, just settling on the fact that this team sucks isn't enough for me. As a fan, you should expect more. You should want the team to get better. There's way too much talent on this team, Grayson, just to mail it in and say this is what it is. There's guys that are going to be going in the first round of the draft in April, and you're talking about coming off of a bye. It's a Duke team that's a good team. They're not an overwhelmingly good team. Where's the want to improve and make something out of this season instead of just saying, oh, it's a wash, it's a terrible season, we'll hope Dabo fixes it in 2026?
I think that's fair. That's certainly fair, and I think frustration's already mounted for this fan base. And you use the word talent, and I push back maybe a little bit because I think we've come to learn that whether that's execution, effort, and maybe this team wasn't as good as we thought it was. Coming out of the offseason. I know you're going to have your Parkers and your Woods who get drafted, but this receiver room is kind of underwhelmed. And obviously, Wesco's been fantastic, but you look at TJ Moore's box score and his sheets, I think that was maybe his best performance of the season, and that was maybe his second 100-yard game. It's not his only. I could be wrong on that. I'm in the terminal right now. I don't really have access to stats at the moment. But you just kind of look at the overall body of work from this group, and I'm sitting there, man, there's not really a ton of world beaters, and your world beaters haven't been playing very well. So I'm sure that you hear someone go, it is what it is at this point. That's not to, like, discredit what's happening or shrug it off, but I think it's just my and the fan base's mind. They know what this team is, and they're kind of already looking to next season. And so I think a lot of folks might be checked out at that point, and it's pretty bad to say given the way things have gone this year.
Grayson, last question here for you. The contract stipulates that South Carolina could move the 2027 Palmetto Bowl to Black Friday. Good thing, bad thing, indifferent. How do you feel?
I think when Sweeney talks about it, he says that game being on Saturday is so important to the overall life of the community. And he's more talking about a Clemson perspective to where a lot of businesses require that extra day where folks come in for the full weekend. You have students who are traveling for Thanksgiving. They need that Friday as sort of a buffer. So I think as a college football thing, everyone's going to still show up. But Sweeney has talked about how it impacts businesses in the community for that day that they miss out where they don't get that business on Saturday because folks are heading home. And so Friday, maybe it's good that it's a standalone, but I know Sweeney has his pushbacks for that. So we'll see how that all goes out. I know that 2026, you get it back in Clemson. And so in Williams-Brice, maybe we're covering this game on a Friday night. I guess we'll see pretty soon.
Grayson, you're the best. Appreciate your time. Have a safe flight.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you guys.
That is Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com. When we come back, Cole, let's get into this. A Heisman frontrunner that no one is talking about, and it's driving me nuts. We'll get into it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.